And I thank him. You know, last week we talked about something that's really, really, really deep. We could just camp out on decisions determine your destiny for a while. And I received that at the beach on vacation. Amen. It's good to go on vacation and rest. You know, God instituted the Sabbath rest. Now, don't get caught up in these days, because, you know, you can get into religious things that, you know, well, you know, your employer might request that you work on Sunday. Well, you know, I don't work on Sunday. God said you ought to have a day off. Well, you got to watch how you put that as far as you make it to be a work, because Monday can be your Sunday. But you need to have Sunday through Saturday and spending time with God every day. So you don't just put, but don't get wrong. Let them know, I like to be off on Sunday. I like to go to my church and worship. But then don't get into this religious thing to where, you know, you want to lead people to Jesus, not push them away from Jesus. Because you have a liberty. We're not under the law anymore. We're under grace. Amen? And because I used to be those when I had to work on Sundays. This was before I got born again and saved. But man, then after I got saved, I wanted to go to church. I had to let my employer know I wanted to go to church on Sunday. So you know what I did? I volunteered for the night shift. That ain't good in retail, especially when you work on Highway 150 at Food Line. And that's where a lot of people come on the weekends to get their beer and liquor and go out to the lake. So everybody coming in, most of them drunk or, you know, and I'm like, you're selling mostly all the things that I'm against. But you know what? You still got to love them. You got to show them Jesus. I used to be one of them. Amen. I used to be the one who wanted to get off on the weekends, go drink, party, and go to church. 2 hours on church. This is my weekend. I sleep on Sunday. See, that was the sinner man. That was my day. I work all week. I got to have a day off. Can't go to church. See, that was the me man. Sinner man, the lost man. But Jesus still loved me. He still loved me. Amen. And he loved you. He loves all of us. John 3:16 tells us about that. We were taught it. But today, this is another one of my messages the Lord ministered to me at the beach. I don't know, some of my family might know a little bit of it, but we're going to do a little bit of trivia here. I didn't bring no prizes, but I want to see the first one that can get it. That knows it. You gotta be quick. You know how you hit those buttons on those game shows? Batman. All right, everybody's here. Da 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 da. Reed's got y'all beat. Y'all knew it, but you just wasn't. You just didn't want to say it. Some of you waiting until I finished. Okay. If you wait till you finish, you're done. You done lost. So you gotta hit. You can't wait. I think I'm gonna wait. Make sure. See, a lot of times we want to think. Let them go. If they get it wrong, I got the right one. No, you need to just go ahead and try and get it right if you don't know. At least you got, worst thing you do is lose, but you're going to be the first one that got a chance to win. Yeah, that's Batman. How did I know that? How did you know that? Heard it. You seen it. It was before your eyes, and it got in your spirit. Got in your spirit, man. Now, there's some themes Kelsey could do I might not know. Because I ain't, she knows Batman. See, last week y'all challenged me. Because I put Dallas Cowboys, I got one fan. And Star Trek fans, I just had a couple. I mean, man, we got to teach you, take you back. We got to get you Netflix and get you back into the oldies. We talk about Andy Griffith a lot at this church. A lot of songs. Barney Fife. But anyway, there's been a lot of Batman movies made since my time. I've seen pretty much all of them. I got this at the beach now. Now, this is me. God speaks to me the way he speaks to me. He might speak to you guys totally different. So don't get mad at me. Don't think I'm... My wife, she could tell you I'm kind of... Some things that just... Are you sure God spoke to you and said that? Yeah. But it makes me rethink sometimes maybe the way I want to present it. Pray about it a little bit more. But a bat is designed by who?
God.
By God to fly by hearing and not by sight, not by seeing. He's created that way. God created the bat that way. right? For a purpose. All right. Stay with me now. As Christians, we are, or we were, going back to Eden. Oh, help me, Tammy.
Living on top of the world.
I was created, Christians, you were created by God to walk by faith. Come on, help me. How you know that? Specifically 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we, not just me, I didn't just say this, God said this through the church. He said it all the way back in Eden. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Let's read some previous versions. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians. I didn't mark my Bible, so you have to give me a little bit of time here. They might even put it on the board for me. 2 Corinthians, what'd I say? Well, we want to go back to the previous verses. All right. 2 Corinthians 5. 1. For we know, now Paul's talking to believers. You got to believe. To believe, to be a believer, you got to believe on Jesus. What must I do to do the works of God? Believe. Believe on Jesus. He's the way to God. He's the way back to God. Back to Eden. It's through Jesus. We know that if our, for we know that if our earth house, this is our earth house, and somebody said mine was looking pretty good. I'm looking pretty good. I could look better. We could always look better, right? This tent is destroyed. We have a building from God. For we know that if our earth house, this tent, if it's destroyed, we have a building from God. A house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan. I'm waiting for that body. This body might be looking okay, but I got one that's looking a whole lot better. We groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is where? From heaven. Can't wait to that day. That glorious day. Sing that song, don't we, Terry? Glorious day. What a glorious day. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. See, we lost that. Who told you you were naked? That's in the garden. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed in his glory. That mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit, Holy Spirit, capital S, as a guarantee. The Holy Spirit is your guarantee you're going to be clothed with that body in heaven forever, that life. So we are always what? Confident. Not in what the pastor said, but if the pastor said it and Jesus said it, the Holy Ghost will guarantee it. That you will have it if you believe it. If it's in the Word and it's the right Word and it's God's Word and His will, you believe it, receive it, you'll have it. So we're always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. How do I know that confidence? What's the next verse? For we walk by faith, not by sight. See, we got that confidence. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. He's our helper. He's the one that gives us that confidence that what Jesus said is truth. Because the Holy Spirit, He is the Spirit of truth. Amen? We walk by faith, not by sight. See, a lot of times you need to go back and read, why do I walk by faith and not by sight? Because that's, I was created to be that way. God designed me that way. Now, this was before sin came in the world.
That's right.
Amen? Our hope, Paul is talking about our hope is seeing Jesus in heaven. We're going to see him again. That's where he's at now. But he sent the other comforter. He sent the other helper as our guarantee until then. All right, you got another chance if you missed that. Who was Batman's sidekick? Reed got you again. I'm sorry. Reed, you might have to move to that side and help him out a little bit. Reed, leave the building. There's still more questions. Hey, you got to come. You got to come quick to beat this man. He's in the Word, buddy. Amen. He's probably hearing from the Holy Ghost because, see, he's the associate pastor. He knows. Lord giving him glimpses of what's next, Reed. Because the pastor get a call, mercy, I need to run out by the door. He'd come up here and finish his message, couldn't he? Because he walks by faith, yes. Not by sight. Amen. And God to give him just what you needed from him. God can use you the same way. And he does. You just got to be willing. Batman's sidekick is Robin. The title of this message is da 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 Faith Man. And that's man, male or female. Either one. Right?
Amen.
But going from the male perspective, because you got to do that, Batman's sidekick was Robin. Okay? Now, from the faith man, his sidekick is
God.
Good. See, I don't hear those answers coming as quick now. Because you hadn't, well, you've seen it, but you got to see it a little bit more. What? Grace. Somebody said grace. Faith and grace. You can't have one separated from the other. Sidekick. Faith man better have grace. Amen. Don't you leave. That's, you're saved by grace through faith. So that's our sidekick. You know, there's a lot of people in the world looking for heroes. As a kid, living in a home setting where my dad was alcoholic, and there's a lot of fear, a lot of anger, a lot of darkness in my home. I was looking for heroes. I relied on watching Batman and Superman. All these cartoons that they had morals to them. Back then we had morals to what we were watching. That good always triumphs over evil. Amen. But we come to a generation that don't happen now. The evil's got to have a good thing too. That's wrong. Jesus said in the last days they'll call evil good and good evil. But not with you. Because you have a different spirit. Once you get born again, you have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. Amen? And that is how we know. We have the knowledge of good and evil. Thank God Jesus came back and said, this ain't good. See, because we lost that in the garden. We lost God's, we lost that connection. We lost that fellowship. Amen? But God always kept coming to us, but we ran away from him because of sin, because now there's darkness in us that we've been clothed with something that was never clothed for us, that sin was never supposed to be on us. Or even around us, amen? Because Father, God is the good Father. Devil, he's now called Satan. He's called the Father. He is the Father of lies, of evil. He is the Father of death, was. Jesus destroyed him too. So, we're going to contrast the two. The Batman. Rowan could say this pretty good. It's the Batman. What was one of Batman's evil villains?
Joker,
here we got somebody else. Ha ha, you lost that, Reed. He still got you by about $7,500. You got $3,500. Joker, he was a bad one. But we're going to contrast the two. Batman's parent, now this is the movies now. Marvel Comics, don't nobody copyright me from saying this now. This is just the movies, so I'm going by what the movies said. Batman's parents were murdered by a criminal as they were coming out of a musical because Bruce Wayne, little Bruce Wayne, he had an experience. He fell into a cave. If y'all have seen the Batman, probably know this. And there was bats down there, and it was fear, all these bats. And his dad came down the cave and saved him. Bruce Wayne fell in that cave. Well, as they go out with his parents, his mom and dad, to go to see this musical, and I think it's Phantom of the Opera, but he's dressed kind of maybe like a bat. So Bruce Wayne, this fear, man, his dad can see the boy's in fear. He said, come on, Mom, we done paid the money, but, you know, our son being in faith is better than being in fear. Come on, we're talking about faith man now. But that was Batman. So they took him out, and coming out of that musical, here comes the criminal. And Bruce Wayne's daddy, Wayne, you know, he's very rich, but he has a heart for the people of Gotham. He's got money, he got power, but he has a heart of compassion. And this guy knew that, and he stuck a gun up. And the dad's saying, it's okay, it's okay. He's going for his wallet. He's giving him money. But the guy gets, you know, fear always makes you nervous. It makes you don't think right. You're not sober-minded. And lo and behold, he ends up shooting Bruce Wayne and shoots his wife, his mother, and there's Bruce sitting there with both his parents dead. Traumatic experience for a kid. There's real life. There's things. This is happening in the world. People killing people for $5, $10, for an iPhone, for tennis shoes, Nike tennis shoes. No respect for life. That's still in the world. It was born in the garden through deception by the devil, and it's still in the earth. He's a killer. Jesus said he's a murderer from the beginning. But there's coming an end, amen. An end of all things. But so here was young Bruce Wayne. This happened to him, and that influenced his future. It happened to him, and it influenced his future. How could he avenge his parents' death? You know, Jesus, you know, it talks about Jesus, as his custom was, he went to church, he went to the synagogue up to the age of 12. And then you don't hear much about Jesus from 12 to 30 years old. But as his custom was, he kept going to church, he kept learning from his parents, and he was learning about the Father's business. He was learning his purpose. And Jesus saw a lot of evil going on in the world, and he was gleaning from the scriptures, and he knew one day he would destroy the work of the devil. Amen. But it was all in God's timing and process, because in life, there's certain things we got to learn before we can go out and help somebody. We got to be helped. Amen. You just don't train up somebody or somebody get born again and send them out. Go conquer the world. Now, that's a good zeal, but you got to have some knowledge. You got to know how to do that, right? Thank God for the Holy Ghost. We have all experienced, and I'm not going to ask for you to raise hands unless you just have something you need to share. You need to be set free. Hey, yes, because we do have liberty here. You're here to be set free. And I can't do that. Only the Holy Ghost, Jesus, has done that. Amen? But we have all experienced tragedy in our lives. If you haven't, you will. But as a faith man, woman, we have to rely on God's word and his wisdom to handle life situations. We don't look to the world for our answers. We look to the word of God. Amen? Because in it lies all wisdom. Amen? Now, you got to rightly divide this word. Or you can get in, you can't just go to the Old Testament and say, okay, this is the way I'm going to live my life. That ain't going to happen. You got to bring it on over into the new. And then you got to have the Holy Ghost to help you. Amen? And then you got Christian brothers and sisters that say, whoa, 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 that ain't what that means. Because how do they know? Tried that was wrong. Amen? You don't need to take poison to learn from somebody else that died. Right? Learn from somebody that lived that didn't take it, but knew somebody that did, that died from it. That's what the Bible teaches. Learn from these examples in the Old Testament, right? Don't do that. Adultery is bad. Stealing's bad. Lying's bad. God is good. His mercy endures forever. That's in the Old Testament too. But then you got to rightly divide. Where did division come? In the garden. A snake, a serpent, the devil. Amen? But then actually there was something I was supposed to tell you. I might have told you in the offering. It's in my magazine that I was going to give away. Make sure I said this. The Lord has a prepared for your provision. The Lord has prepared for your provision. Amen. He's already prepared for it. Already prepared for it. Take it. That's not just financially. That's physically, spiritually, emotionally. He knew your life situation. Batman saw all the evil that was in the city of Gotham, and he didn't like it. Faith man don't like that either. Psalms 97 and 10, Amplified, American Standard Version. O ye that love Jehovah, love the Lord, hate evil. If you love God, you got to hate evil. Hate it. They call you haters. Yeah, I am a hater. I hate evil. Now, I love people, but I hate evil. If I'm called a hater, I'll tell you what I hate. This is what we do. We hate evil. We don't wink at it, right? We hate it. Ye that love Jehovah, hate evil. If you love God, if you want to love somebody and they're doing something wrong, you got to let them know that's evil. Love hates evil. If somebody's in evil, for you to love them and let them know that, that is God loving that person.
Amen.
They say, no, don't judge me. I'm not judging you. I'm loving you. To know my brother's sinning or somebody that's not even saved is going to hell, you got to reach out there and show them the love of Christ. This is wrong. This is not good for you. Amen. We have to hate evil, those that love God. He preserves the souls of the saints. Preserves. Psalm 91. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. This is what faith man, he don't like evil either. Amos 5:15. Faith man read this in the Bible. I don't like evil. Because the Bible, God says, hate the evil and love the good. And establish justice in the gate. Establish justice in the gate. It may be that Jehovah, the God of hosts, will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. That's why you don't judge. God is the judge. You love them because there's some out there that's going to receive Christ. Some of them won't, but you love. Because, see, you're not God. You know, you don't know who's prepared in their heart to receive Jesus and who's going to reject him right now. God wants all men to be saved. But we don't know which men are going to be saved. That's not for us to know. That's for God. That's, he hides things like that. That's none of our business. We're to love people. That's the Father's business. We're to love. The Father don't tell us all. I don't tell my kids all my business. Amen. They couldn't handle all of it. They don't want to know right now. If none of them have kids, I don't need to tell them a lot of things. I need to show them some things. They need to be prepared. Amen. Romans 12:9. Faith man read that God says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Hate it. Hate evil. Cleave to that which is good. Amen.
Amen.
Instead of Adam eating the fruit, he should have cleaved to that which is good. He should have said, come here, woman. Come here. It's time to have a little hug and whispering. God said, don't. Daddy said, don't eat this. Instead of, he looked at his wife and forgot about God. Because woman, she was looking good too. God, when he created somebody, he creates them good. Because when Adam saw his wife, he's like, whoa, man. Whoa, man. And that's good because everything God created was good. But the serpent came in and he wanted to twist it. Oh, God, has God said? And then he's looking at this good woman God gave him and he sided with her, which is easy to do because walking by faith, it's easy to walk by sight. But the higher road is to walk by faith. See, he was looking at his woman. She said, it would be okay. I tasted it. I'm not dead. I'm still here. I'm still alive. But see, she didn't understand. Adam was the head. He was the covering. He knew, even though she's still alive, there's something ain't quite right because God said. But he chose the woman. But that's okay because God chose us. He said, I'll never divorce you. I'll never separate. I'll never leave you. Never forsake you. But it cost mankind. Remember the Apollo, was it the Apollo mission? Neil Armstrong, first man landed on the moon, said this was one small step for man. And then he took a giant leap and he said, that's one giant leap for mankind. Well, Adam messed it up for all mankind. But Jesus came back down to this earth. He came from heaven. See, man's always trying to get to heaven, but God's trying to get heaven back to earth. That wasn't in the message, but I like it. See, we're trying to get to heaven, but all the time, heaven is right here. That's the big deception. Has God said you can't eat of this one tree? Yeah, but he said, but the devil didn't say, but look at all the other trees we got to eat from. But see, there's always that one the devil wants to mess you up. It's only that one person, that one sin, that little sin, that won't mess you up. There's a big pitfall coming, right? Just choose God. I don't want that. Amen. Ephesians, we got another one right here. Faith man heard, be angry, sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Be angry. What am I supposed to be angry at? Evil. Yeah. Not people. Not my wife. Not my kids. That's wrath. That's strife. That's contention. In the context, it's talking about be angry. Don't never let your anger go down on evil. Jesus hated hypocrisy. People saying what God didn't say. Jackie, stand up and tell me what you was telling me at the beginning, what we're supposed to pray. That's a good time right there. See, I done forgot it, but the Holy Ghost said, What are we supposed to pray as Christians? What do we need to be doing right now? You heard.
That we need to lay ourselves down and intercede for our nation and for our people.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Because see, haters don't like good. Darkness, don't let the darkness try to deceive you that God's not in you. And he's not able to save you, to protect you, to feed you, to heal you, to deliver you. Because he is. Because he said he was. That ought to settle it right there. Do I do it perfectly every day? No, but I need help. I got a wife. I got the Word. I got the Holy Ghost. I got kids that are filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And God will speak to a child.
Amen.
Amen. A lad helped Samson get his spiritual eyes back. Because he asked the lad to help. He said, put my hands on these pillars. I believe Samson told that boy to get out of here now. Run. That might have been Forrest Gump he told that to. Run, Forrest, run. Because he was getting ready. Samson, when that Spirit of the Lord came upon him, he destroyed his enemies, God's enemies, with the mighty, and the walls came tumbling down. But Samson was preserved, right? He was chosen by God. He went to heaven. But the other ones that were mocking God, they didn't. They didn't. Amen. And that hasn't changed. So we're supposed to hate evil. Abhor it. And that's the faith, man. Don't like it. Now, I'm not saying you got here and you don't judge people. But you got to do it as the Lord leads you and how he leads you, right? You don't go, there's all kind of ways you can do it wrong. I'm sure Jackie and Randy, being around Evangelist Tim Sutton, there's a way to do it right. Go right to Sturgis, where a lot of these biker gangs are, and go in there undercover, full of the Holy Ghost and power. But don't draw. Jesus drew crowds. It was faith drew them. Love drew them. Amen. And then all those that stayed there and wanted some more, got the end of the story. Got them full, got them saved. Well, they wasn't saved yet, but they followed Jesus. And if you keep following Jesus, you're going to heaven. Amen. I'm talking about until the cross. Thank you, Lord. See, God answers my prayer. I said, Lord, this is what I got. Now, if this is it, fine. If not, give me some more. He's given me some more. Amen. As we go. Thank you, Jesus. Be angry. Sin not at evil. Don't let the sun on your wrath. Never give place to the devil. Never give place to the devil. Number three, contrasting Batman and faith man. I need me a lingo for that, Kelsey. You know, we can't take da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Faith man, that'd be wrong. That'd be copyrighting, wouldn't it? We got to have our own faith man. Somebody, Lord, give you that. We got to have us a faith man introduction. Could be Blue Bloods. Dun-dun. How's that go? I love Blue Bloods. Man, I like the beginning of that. Sadly, I'm sorry, Batman. That lingo is stuck in my head right now. You'll be leaving this place singing that song. See, but take it and minister it the way God gives you to see. Man, you got to bring this down to kids' levels, to adults' level. Amen. We're all God's children. This is what Jesus did. He was a great teacher. He gave stories and illustrations, and this is the way he's using me. I got one coming that's called... It's going to have to do with Marvel and the Avengers. Anybody like the Marvel movies they got out now? The Avengers, putting all of them together. It's in the Bible. Look up the word Marvel. You'll find it in there. A couple of times, I think, Jesus marveled at their faith. Marveled. See, it's in there. Mustang GT's in there. I still hadn't showed Rowan that scripture because he's been preoccupied with life and football and all these things, but... Kelsey will show you wrong for that Mustang GT. You need to start believing God now for that Mustang GT. He's got, what, two years? He'll be 16. I mean, God can do it just like that, but he's looking for faith. Amen. Batman chose to conceal his identity, number three. What did he wear? What did he do? Put on that mask. Something that he feared, he put it on him so he faced that fear every day and knew he wasn't going to let it dominate him. That bat. Batman, he chose to conceal his identity by wearing a mask and used the family name, the Wayne name, because that's where all the money was at. See, just because, you know, once you get born again, let's just say, I think about some musicians, Lynn Meek's going to be coming here, September 23rd, Lynn and Kathy Meek. He was a professional musician. He played You know, at, you know, probably like the casinos, the piano, the, however he did. I'd have to look up his biography, but he was a professional entertainer until he met Kathy. Kathy was, she wasn't saved either. She was a model. She got saved first. I'm pretty sure they got married first. I might have to look it up. But anyway, he liked Kathy, and then Kathy liked Jesus, fell in love with Jesus. And next thing you know, Lynn's slipping in. And he was a professional entertainer, but then he got born again. But now he's leading the praise and worship for Kenneth Copeland Ministries for the past 40 years. See, a lot of times what you're doing in the world is right, you're just missing God. So see, God took what Lynn had, that gift of singing, and now he's using it for the kingdom, praise and worship leader, and bringing forth the word. But see, a lot of times, God, but what you're doing in the world, you don't know what you need to do, so you're just doing whatever on fire, and you're like, I don't like this anymore. That's a good desire. Because a lot of times when God's leading you and you're happy doing something and all of a sudden you're not happy anymore, that can be God leading you to the next thing. See, change is good if you let God work the change out in your life. We got to be willing to change. Amen? There's seasons in our lives, man. I love summer when it's not so hot. But man, when it's hot, I'm ready for fall. I'm ready for a change. Ready for it to cool down a little bit. Maudie's ready for the heat to come on in this place. She's ready to get into wintertime where the heat's on in the church instead of air conditioning. Amen. Some of us are hot, cold, hot. We just don't want to be lukewarm, right? Jesus said, just don't be lukewarm. Either be hot or either be cold. Right, amen. That's what a faith man. We either gotta be hot or we gotta be cold. We gotta be on fire for Jesus. He said, just stay home, don't do nothing. Because if you go out here and misrepresent the gospel, the good news, you're messing things up. You're being a hypocrite. If you're not living it, don't preach it. Come on, amen. I got a weak amen on that one. Got to check myself on that one. Hey, there's some things I might not be living, but I got to preach it anyway because I got to do it. Faith come by hearing and hearing. I'm supposed to be doing this, Jesus. Why ain't I doing it? He says, faith comes by hearing, not by heard. I can't hear somebody else. I got to hear it myself. Amen. I'm hearing this morning. Faith man. See, Batman concealed his identity with wearing a mask. The faith man, we choose our identity. We hide in Christ. Amen. Because see, the devil, he's out there. He's trying to figure out what we're doing and how we're going to do it and all this. We got to choose to get in Christ because he can't figure Jesus out. The devil, he don't know your past, future. He knows your past, the devil. He don't know what you're going to do. He's trembling. It says, the Bible says the devils tremble. They're like, if they know what they're doing, we dust. All they got to do is speak the word in faith and we out of here, these devils. But if you don't know, then they get you trembling. Spirit of fear. Amen. You're supposed to make them tremble. And the only way you can do that is get in your uniform. Amen. That's in a faith man. We are hidden in Christ. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified. Amen. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Amen. Which I in the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The Bible says, no greater love than this, and a man would lay down his life for his friends. Now we're called to that same mission. Amen? Amen. To love not our life unto the death. It's going to cost you your life. I don't care. Jesus, he gave his life. I'm going to give mine. But God will protect you. Now some of us, there might be some Christians, they're called to martyrdom. That's fine. But you got to understand, you got protection. Psalms 91:1. There's angels in this room. There's angels when you leave. They're beside you. They are commissioned by God to those that are heirs of salvation. They were created to serve you, to protect you. Why? God knew the devil was going to mess things up. Now, that's not all they're created for. There's angels in the throne that go around the throne saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. I don't know it all, but I got the book. If I want to know, I'll give some reading. Amen. And it's a good book. Don't go to the book of Revelation in fear. Go to the book of Revelation in faith, knowing it says it's been revealed by Jesus. And the Bible says there's a blessing, all those that read. There's no blessing in fear. There's torment in fear. That's what the Bible says. Fear hath torment. Can I tell you I understand all the book of Revelation? No. But the Lord will show me what I need to know, when I need to know it, how I need to know it.
Amen.
He's not hiding it from me. He's hiding it for me.
That's right.
I'm not going to teach it if I really don't have all the understanding. I can pull out some things and teach it. All I know is it's a good book, and in the end, we win.
Amen.
And Jesus, we coming back on a Mustang. We're riding a horse because he's full of grace and truth, and we're coming with him. We're riding horses that fly. Anybody like to fly? Horses? Like to fly on horses? Better get ready. Jesus, I don't know. I don't know all that. Faith man, we ride horses that fly. It's not a unicorn. I don't know. Praise God, it's going to be a faith horse is all I know. Where did I got lost on that one. Batman has a secret, let us see. What did I talk about? I talked about three, our identity. We're hidden in Christ. Hidden in Christ. And we live in by his faith. His faith. Number four, Batman had a secret place. What was it? What was it called?
Batcave.
The Batcave. That's where he worked from. Amen. One thing they had, well, you can get on all these shows that talks about the man cave. You know, I think about, Kelsey loves that, Home Improvements. Everybody watch Home Improvements with, what's his name? Tim Allen. He liked cars. And man, to go outside, man, that's the man cave would be somewhere where you work on car and there's no woman in there, just a man. But he needs that woman. God knows we need the women, don't we? Better say amen, Terry. You says, Tam, we need those women. We're going to blow something up. I won't get too far off. Okay, had the bat cave. Faith man. Robin had it this morning. Psalm 91. See, Reed opened up with it. He knew I was going to that bat cave. The faith man has Psalms 91, 1 through 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that's your faith cave. You got to dwell there. What does dwell mean? It means to live there. Your house is your dwelling. Amen. You got to dwell. You got to live there. When you leave here, your house goes with you. See, this is your house. God's in your house. This is his house by the blood of the Lord Jesus. It's not your house anymore. But he's letting you live there. Amen? And everywhere you go, God goes. So there should be no fear where you go. If there is, perfect love in yourself. Get in the Word. Fear, you have no place here. You got to speak to fear. Amen? You got to speak to things. Fear don't live here. Faith lives here. This is a faith man's house. Buy you a t-shirt. Wear it. Put it on your mirror. I'm a faith man. I'm a faith woman. I can do all things through Christ. He that dwelleth, this is our faith cave. We got to dwell in Psalms 91, 2. We shall dwell in the secret place of the Most High under his shadow. If there's any darkness, it's under God's shadow. And it's still a light. There's no darkness in him. But he's talking about, it's like underneath a wing. Under his shadow. Protection. You know, ain't one of the military, don't they have wings? Mm-hmm. Which one?
Air Force.
Air Force. Mm-hmm. Thank God that they're out there protecting our country. Amen?
Amen.
See, we're under their protection. But God is he's the commander of the chief.
Amen.
Of the angels, man. There's angels protecting those men because they're protecting us. That's God's government. Man's set up here on the earth. It came from God. It came from his word. Ask David Barton. Go pull up Wall Builders on the internet. You want to learn something about government. I know I got to spend a little bit of time there. But that's where we are. That's our bat cave. Our faith cave is under the shadow of the Almighty. Because I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. That's our bat cave. That's the bat cave and that's the man cave. Faith cave. Number five, contrasting Batman and the faith man. Batman has a faithful assistant named... No, that's his sidekick.
Alfred.
Aha, I got one way in the back. Alfred. His assistant, Alfred, that helped, you know, he has the Bruce Mansion. He takes care of all the details. While Bruce Wayne is watching all the darkness going on. You got to have an assistant. Alfred, he knows the mission of Batman. He knows the vision, and he flows in the ministry of helps, Alfred does, to help Bruce Wayne fulfill that vision. Make the world a safer place. Make it a safer place. Well, the faith man has an assistant named the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's our helper. He's our advocate. He's our counselor. And he's right there. Now, he's not there to lead unless we ask him. Because, see, he's the helper. He's there to assist. The Bible says one of his names, he's our standby. He's standing by, waiting. What's he waiting for? Words. And he's waiting for you to ask for words. Because Jesus said he's going to show you things that you don't know yet. But you got to ask. You got to believe. So I can't see him. Batman can see Alfred. We can't see. The faith man, he got to walk by faith, not by sight. Believing that Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comforter. He was with you, but he's going to be in you. Amen? In you. I like in you and on you better than with you. I like my wife being with me. Amen? But only God can get in me. There's some things she knows about me, but she don't know all that stuff. Because she's not God, right? But I tell her what I think she needs to know, right? We're losing some right there, ain't we?
Hey. Treat it lightly.
Yeah. I heard a preacher say this, and I liked it. It says, Sherry's thoughts, my thoughts, are right thoughts. They're right thoughts. Why? Because I thunk them. My wife has right thoughts. Why? She thunk them. Amen? Because God gives me an idea. I got a good idea. Okay? My idea, because it's my idea. See, God, he's no respecter of person. But he respects the faith man. Amen? He respects faith. Ha ha, thank you, Jesus. Good cleanup. That's good. I like that, Reed. God help you clean that stuff up. I was wondering why I went back and played that. Whoever said that, I replayed that 3 times. What did he say about that? I like that because you got to tread lightly on those things. I remember, I don't know who it was, but I remember I spoke something. I said, your wife, I said, thank God for good wives. I said, they are more detailed. They hear more directly than I do, my wife, about what God's saying. I seen some eyes in the crowd like, not me, brother. I hear from God. But, man, women, they're detailed people. Amen. God told Noah, build a boat. You know what his wife said? You're going to need this, you're going to need that, you're going to need this. Noah said, wait a minute, God told me to build the boat. That's all he told me. Right? Ain't that right? Let's build a boat. How long did it take him? It took him years. Years to build a boat. They didn't have, never built a boat before. So thank God for women. Amen. They're detailed. You need a door. You got to have a door, right? How are we going to shut this big door? Don't worry about it. Jesus got that covered. See, Jesus is the door. When everybody came in, see, there's a time coming. That's a spiritual insight of Jesus is coming again. And then the door is going to be shut. And only the Father knows when that's up. Jesus don't even know when to shut that door. Amen. We're supposed to fill the boat. Preach righteousness. Preach the goodness of God. God loves you. Get on the boat. It's called the love boat. Da 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 da. Going back, guys. Love boat. Amen. Full of love. Full of grace. Full of mercy. Full of healing. Love. Joy. Peace. Somebody sang me a song this morning about love. It's full of love. Joy. Peace. Long suffering. Goodness. Gentleness. Kindness. That's all that's on the love boat. God's boat. Amen. And that's what faith man was raised up. To help. Go against this evil. Tell people about the love of God. Man, you in darkness. Batman has a faithful assistant named Alfred. We got the Holy Ghost. He is there to assist us and show us things to come, faith man, faith woman. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he's a he, not a it, the Spirit of truth, come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, Cecil. He will show you and direct Cindy where her next place is to be, where her there is. We know her there is here, and she's here, but there's another place, whatever her desire is. You got to understand, Cindy, her job ended, but that's not the end. That's just the beginning, right? Because God says, I used to remember the old thing, well, all good things must come to an end. Anybody ever said that, heard that? Well, God told me to say, until the next good thing.
Amen.
See, that's what the Holy Ghost will say to you. I'm expecting good. When that good thing's in, when that apple pie's done, somebody's going to bake me another one. I had my wife baked a peach cobbler the other day, Randy. We got some peaches from the beach. That was another part of the vacation. Mama took some peaches home. I didn't ask. I wanted to say, are they going to sit here and rot, or is there going to be a pie? I didn't say that. God grabbed my tongue. I prayed. I said, I love to have something other than just a peach. Because, you know, fuzzy. I just don't like the fuzzy peach. You cut it off. But I love cobblers. And she made a cobbler. And I like to eat around the cobbler, the crusty part. And I think I'm the only one that ate it because it was just there. And nobody, I said, I'm going to eat it. I ate around the corner. Praise God. It ain't going to be there forever. Things do get old. Oh, I had ice cream. Yes, had some vanilla ice cream, Reed. I fixed it right up. How'd I get off on that? Spirit of truth. Faith man has an assistant. Show us all things to come. But the Comforter, John 14:26. This is your assistant. We'll see. He goes, he's the Comforter. He's the Helper. Whom the Father will send in my name, Jesus said. He shall teach you. He's your teacher. Now, I'm here to teach you too, but I'm not the teacher. He's the teacher teaching through me. And he's there to bring all things back to your remembrance. Whatsoever Jesus said that I have said to you, spoken to you. So if you haven't heard that before, that's a good place to say, I'm not going to receive that. That might not be of God. Because, see, you're supposed to test the spirits. Don't judge people, but test the spirit of it. Whether it's of God or not. That's judging, correct? That's discernment. That's not judgment. Right? So don't think all this. The devil wants you to say, he wants you to see a big J on people, and it's not Jesus. You can't judge them. Can't judge them. You can test that spirit, whether it be of God. And if you know if it's not of God, then you witnessed. Ask the Lord, Lord, I think, do I need to be a witness? I know you've called me to be a witness. Do I need to witness to him or her right now? All right, see, that's not judging. That's loving. Is the spirit of it. Because if they don't have the spirit of Christ, it's the spirit of Antichrist. That's it. It's not this one person which the Bible says there's going to be an Antichrist in the physical that's going to be possessed of the devil. But though Jesus said Antichrists are here now that are against my teachings, they're in the world now. So don't focus on that one. Jesus said, focus on me, and you won't have to worry about him. Amen. Because you got the power. You got the power to overcome. Spirit of truth, not a spirit of fear. And that brings comfort. Fear don't bring comfort. It brings torment. Number 6. Last one, and we're coming to a close. Oh, man, what was that? They always had at the end. To be continued. And then they had a big to be continued. Batman would be tied up. And his assistant Robin, and they're like, zoink and bonkers. And all these things with captions would come on the screen. And then you see that, to be continued, join into our channel next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Well, this is not going to be continued. I'm going to get it in. I'm going to get it in here. 4:12 o'clock. We might start on the Joker next. Well, I don't know. We let God lead us. But he did say, it's not religious to come. It's religious to come to church and just be all bitter. You got to be to church and be ready for change and for something new and just be alive and be fun. Whatever God, you know, this is a place to learn. But I thought about kids. If they go in school, if kids are in school, if you make it fun, they might learn a little bit more. Amen. Man, if the school would have been fun, it's not such a drag. I might have wanted to stay there another 12 years. Well, maybe not 12, but I love playing football. I couldn't wait to get out there and play football. They should have had somebody teaching us prayer. Come on, say a prayer before that didn't happen on football. Man, that would have exalted God. They wouldn't, and I'm saying it's happening now, but that would have been something to teach. See, we used to teach Bible in the school. My God, the Bible studies were school. We just got to get it back. Amen. Faith man. Amen. We got to go out there. Get that back. Amen. That's what we got to do. We got to let our voices be known. Yes. Amen. Because you are the voice. Yes. Remember, the government works for you. You don't work for the government. We the people. We the people. Amen.
Right.
They work for us.
Yes.
Devil don't want you to think that. No, you can't say that. You can't preach that at a church. We the people.
Yes.
Amen. I preach morality here. Vote for good, not evil.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but I'll show you. Jesus said, don't point fingers, point the way. That's not the way. That might not quite look like the way either, but put it on the scales. The Bible says, weigh scales, make the balance here. Weigh it out. This person got a lot more than that person. I'll go with this one. And the Bible is my weight. That's how I know. I like these weights. These are just weights. Morality, they're pro-life. They're for one marriage between one man, one woman. That's the way God instituted marriage. Amen. That's the way I define marriage. That's the way God defined things. Amen.
Amen.
Truth. I got to put truth of God's word on anything before I make a decision, because your decision determines your destiny. Yes. Not just for me, but for my children and their children. Amen.
Right.
So just a little footnote there for anybody going into politics. Go. If you're a faith man, faith woman, we need you in at the White House. Amen. Yeah. If somebody, I better not get there. Might as well say it. You could say the White House now and say it might offend somebody. Why didn't they call it the Black House? Why didn't they call it the Brown House? Why does it have to be a White House? This is the generation we're in, people watching. So these little words for people to get offended with color. Ain't that crazy? I might have to edit that out. People might start going, yeah, why we call this the White House? Yep, there it is. Speak the truth in love.
Amen.
That's what we're called to do. Amen?
Amen.
I don't see color, I see love. See, love is colorblind.
Right.
Amen. Love is colorblind. Jesus. Hey, this is the world we're in. There's some crazy things being said out there in the world. We crazy, but we crazy for Jesus, and we got what they need. Amen. We got wisdom. Man, God, we're just dirt. Just bring it down to dirt level. Somebody starts talking about color. I love dirt. God created me from the dirt, and he breathed into me the breath of life. If you red dirt, black dirt, white dirt, this is colors of our skin. We all just dirt. And God made us out of his dirt. And he loves us all. He loves all his dirt. I ain't never seen God separate the dirt from the dirt. It's all dirt. Everything comes from the dirt. Apples come from dirt. Lemons come from the dirt. It's got to have the seed, but it's pulled out of the earth.
Amen.
We out of this earth. Adam, it means red. Earth. But then there's the breath of life. There's the spirit of God. And we all have that spirit. We're created from that spirit, but we're not all in the family. Because some of those spirits are dead. They just need to hear the gospel, the good news that Jesus is the light that lighteth all men.
Amen.
But you've got to come to that light and receive him. Receive my testimony. That's what John said. I'm not the light, but I come and I bear witness that there's one that's coming after me. He's the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world.
Yes.
Amen. Batman, last, number 6. Batman always escapes from the enemy. Remember, to be continual. We're going to go for the full session today. No commercials in this church. We don't have to have commercials to have a continuation. We could use some popcorn. I can't eat in the sanctuary. Though if we have to watch a movie, we got to get over here, because this is no popcorn and drinks here in the sanctuary. We got some new carpet coming, but that's why we don't eat and drink it, because it make things, you spill, it makes a mess, right? Over there, we can get up real quick. Batman always escapes from the enemy and overcomes the fight and brings them, the enemy, to justice. Amen? See, he loves them. He don't want to kill them. He wants them to know the truth. He wants them to be set free. Go out here and help somebody else. Faith man, through every temptation, always finds the way of escape. How? Scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you, but don't let it take you. Amen. Call it, but such is common to man. But God, amen, God is faithful. God is faithful. He's always got the exit lit. The exit light. You see that? It's got a light on it back there. If the room goes dark, the exit light is lit. There's always escape out of that temptation, Terry. Always. Always. Because I know this, because the power went out. 3 transformers got blew last week, and I was here, and I came inside, and the light, this place was lit up. 2 lights back there. It don't take much light to get rid of the darkness.
Right.
Amen.
Amen?
Boom. I don't focus on the darkness. Focus on the light. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted that you get out of there. Able to what? Get out. He's always got a way out. Amen. Get out of there. He'll use the Holy Ghost. Get out of there. He'll use the word. He'll use your wife. He'll use your dog. He used a rooster for Peter. Cock-a-doodle-doo. 3 times. God said it's going to happen, Peter. But he always, through the temptation, he will make a way for you to escape. To escape, that you may be able to bear it. How does a faith man always win the fight? He knows the way to the victory. How do we always, we know the way to the victory. Amen, we know the way. Jesus is the way. We know the truth. Jesus is the truth. He's the life. That leads to life. So I can start another, come back to the next week for the next villain that's going to try to take Gotham City under siege. What's the devil trying to do in your family? What's he trying to do in your future? What's he trying to do to your body? Faith man, come on out. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let that word hide. Put that word on the outside. How do we get another way to get through this temptation? Last one here, all the way in the end of your book. Revelations 12, verse 11. And they overcame him. What we got? We got the blood and we got the testimony. Overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives until death. Are you ready to start your adventure? If you hadn't already, if you're in your adventure and you need a little bit of something to get you on through and get you on, well, we got a song, but you got to stand up and help me sing it. You ready? We sang it here before, but now visitors, if you haven't filled out a visitor information sheet, sign it out, fill it out for us. Because we won't have your name and number and email to when we have these events, some things going on and you're not here, we won't let you know. That we got a speaker coming, we got a singer coming, so we can put you on our list. So our list is not, we're not looking where you at, we're looking to get you some good stuff. We want to make sure you know, amen, some good things are happening here. Right now we're going to prime the pump for our adventure. You got to stand up now. We're going to sing a song. You probably just get healed when you sing this song. You probably get, be expecting the Lord. Do great things in your life. Amen. You're a faith man. You're a faith woman.
I started out this morning in the usual way, chasing thoughts inside my head of all I had to do today. Another time around the circle, try to make it better than the last. I opened up the Bible and I read about you and me. Said we'd all been prisoners and God's grace had set us all free. Somewhere between the pages, it hit me like a lightning bolt. I saw a big frontier. So high, and we'll go through the valleys. journey that the human heart will ever see. The love of God will take us far beyond our wildest dreams. Saddle up your horses, we've got a trail to blaze. Through wild blue yonder, God's amazing grace. And let's follow our leader into the glorious unknown. This is a life like no other. Whoa, whoa, this is the great adventure.
Adventure. It's already been run. Jesus has run this race. Yes. He finished it for us. Amen. But He wants us to come on in there. Amen. So whatever adventure He's called you, faith man, faith woman, He's given you the victory. He's given us the victory. Amen. But we got to step out there. We got to get on that horse and ride. Yes. Man, we got to help others. Get to the other side. Amen. Jesus said, we go on to the other side to His disciples. Disciples, we go on to the other side because there's people over there that need us. Over there. They need what you have. Amen. They need to know that Jesus is the healer. That Jesus is my peace. He's my comforter. And they waiting. Man, they waiting for you. Jesus, He knows where they are. So, Father, I just thank You right now, Lord. I call Your people blessed. Lord, we thank You for the Holy Ghost. We thank You for the faith, Lord, that You have given us. Lord, faith is arisen in this church today, Lord. We thank You right now, Lord, for dreams and visions being fulfilled. Lord, for people coming to this church and being filled with Your Holy Ghost and power. And for the world seeing the light, Lord, this glorious light of the gospel. And Father, we are Your people, called by Your name, chosen for this generation to go out here and to continue to destroy the works of darkness. And we thank You, Lord, for that power, that ability, Lord, to go out here and win the lost for Jesus and to see them set free and teach them about how good You are. And we just thank You for that. Father, and we thank You, Lord. We thank You right now for Your grace and for Your power.
Thank You, God.
In Jesus' name. Amen. You need